Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're back with Kay Johnson Smith from the Animal Agriculture Alliance after this.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Groups that are anti-agriculture want to eliminate livestock production as we know it in this country. One tool that they're finding to be pretty effective for them, the undercover video, where they send an employee or some fanatic that's in favor of their agenda into a plant, into a farm operation, and they tape and they tape until they get just the right mix that they want, that they believe will sway the public against animal agriculture. Kay Johnson Smith with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says there's a couple things we can do to push back.
First of all, farmers really do need to implement animal welfare policies and programs on their farms. And I would say 99.9% of farmers and ranchers are just as appalled at these videos and what you see are alleged abuses on farms as anybody from the general public. But it's important that you are implementing formal policies and programs on the farms, training your employees and asking them to sign a letter of agreement that they will carry out your programs. It's a way to really cover yourself that you have implemented these programs. You can hold employees accountable if they're not following your policies. So those are important. But on the flip side, I think it's important that farmers and ranchers really get active in telling their story. Too often, the only time the public really sees videos is when HSUS or PETA or some of these other activist groups are releasing really horrible videos of farms. And this is really not representative of the industry. And we all know that, but unless we are producing videos and showing the public what really does happen on the farm, then they have nothing else to base their opinions on. So I think farmers can get very active in posting pictures on Facebook, but as something as simple as creating a website. And you can create websites so inexpensively today. There are also step-by-step processes online that you can find to help you build a website. But we should be in the process of sharing our story with our own pictures and our own videos.
What's the Alliance's role in all of this?
Well, the Animal Ag Alliance, having been around almost 25 years now, is really an umbrella organization at the national level that works to bring the industry together as a coalition to work across species, across sectors of the industry to provide a unified voice to the public. We have a great number of resources that will help answer questions about how farm animals are raised, to direct the public to each individual organization's animal welfare programs, to answer some of the myths that are presented by activist groups about farms today, and to really provide facts and the truth to the public about food production.
Kay Johnson Smith says the key, tell a positive story. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's time for a Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. They'll be featuring over 500 head of fall calving cows, heifers, and spring pairs, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. The sale will be held Saturday, June 4th at 12 noon at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma on Highway 33. For more information, you can go to the website www.collinscattleservices.com or call 800-975-6313. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.